This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. And coming up today, Move Over 1984, an exhibition pays homage to 1993, when globalization, hip-hop, and the first internet browser hit the mainstream. And the Oscar curse. We'll look at the downward spiral ridden by a number of Hollywood actresses once the gowns and the afterglow are off. We'll also run through the nominees for the Razzies, dishonoring the Hollywood misses of 2012. But first, a car maker caught in the headlights. After a scathing New York Times review, the makers of the Tesla Model S called foul. The story caught up with Tesla defenders and auto industry inside circles and shows no signs of slowing down yet. Joining us with an explainer and an update on the latest developments in what is being called Teslagate is Jamie Page Deaton, managing editor of U.S. News Best Cars. Jamie, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Thanks, Virginia.
So review for us. What exactly caused all this furor in the first place?
Well, what happened is a New York Times reviewer, John Broder, was doing a review of the Tesla Model S, which is an electric sedan. And the review was he was going to drive it from Washington, D.C. up to Boston using a network of chargers that Tesla has set up along I-95. Mm-hmm. Now, what happened was when he did the drive, it was extremely cold, which, of course, impacts electric car range. And what basically, you know, in a nutshell, the car died and left him on the side of the road because it didn't have enough charge to make it to the next charging station.
Now, the Tesla's how much does this model cost? I know they're very expensive.
Well, the one that Broder was driving cost about $90,000.
Okay, not a car you want to be left on the side of the road with.
No. Now, what really made the controversy is after this review was published, Tesla and their CEO Elon Musk came out on social media and said basically the review was a fake. Broder had driven the car improperly, and had it been done correctly, the car could have made it with no problems. But really, any sort of issue with the car was just due to Broder doing, you know, basically driving it wrong.
Okay, now Broder has also come back and said, no, I followed it exactly as prescribed. You review cars for a living. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a reaction like this before?
Not quite this bad. What's interesting about this is because you have the impact of social media coming in on it. Car makers no longer have to just sort of sit back and take it when they see a review that they don't like. There was a case a couple of years ago where the reviewer, I think it was for the Detroit Free Press, actually quit after part of his review was deleted by one of his editors after an automaker complained. He eventually came back and they resolved that issue. But now, really, if car makers or even people who own the car don't like the review, they don't like what they see, all they have to do is hit Facebook, hit Twitter, get online, and start writing their own take on it. And that is exactly what Tesla did with this.
Mm-hmm. And I've also noticed that the Tesla defenders can be pretty fierce, and some of them have even repeated the experiment.
Oh, yeah. Actually, a lot of outlets, not just, you know, Tesla owners, but also CNN Money has done it, where they repeated the drive. Now, the difference is all of them made it. So that was a huge difference. The other difference was they did it when it was a little bit warmer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the difference between driving an electric car in 28-degree weather versus driving it in 48-degree weather is a lot of different, you know, you're going to get a lot more miles in the warmer weather out of your electric car battery.
Now, this is a big moment for Tesla. It's, you know, got a lot of venture capital behind it. It's promised a lot. High production, infrastructure of charging stations to make owning their cars possible for more people, and profits to investors. Now, I understand that their earnings were released yesterday. How was the news?
Well, actually, the earnings report was not great, and stock fell about 6% yesterday after the earning reports came out. But the good news for Tesla is that they're ramping up production, and they've promised to deliver 20,000 Model S sedans this year, which is a lot better than what they have been doing. And there is a really long wait list for these sedans, and that is in spite of the fact that this year they actually increased the price.
Mm. Well, now Motor Trend called the Tesla sedan as the car of the year. Now, what can you tell us about that and how this controversy is going to play out in the whole car review industry?
Well, I mean, there are a couple of things. One is the Tesla Model S. I mean, it is really a great piece of technology. But the thing to remember is it is a new piece of technology. And so the Motor Trend Car of the Year award is about recognizing cars that are truly extraordinary. And nobody's arguing that the Tesla Model S isn't an extraordinary car. What the Times Review is saying is that the Model S may not be the best car for all drivers out there. What it really reminds me of is when the iPhone first came out, and it was was a terrible phone. Mm-hmm. It was a great everything else and a terrible phone. And so, but first adopters took it and they lived with it because they love the technology so much. What you have now is the Tesla owners now, they love the technology. They're willing to make some sacrifices and convenience to avoid being, you know, emissions free at the tailpipe and to drive just an electric car and to have a great luxurious driving experience. But you do have to honestly realize that if you're going to get an electric car like a Tesla or like a Nissan Leaf, you're going to have to make some compromises with it because it's new technology.
Mm. We're talking with U.S. News Best Cars Managing Editor Jamie Page Deaton. We've been talking about the Tesla Gate controversy, but moving on to some good news. Today, your own publication announced its annual Best Cars for the Money list. What are the highlights?
Highlights of it. Well, the number of American car makers out of the 21 categories that we did, 9 are from domestic automakers. The other 12 are from imports. We had a couple of automakers make the list for the first time, like BMW with their X1 compact SUV. And then the big news really is Ford won 6 awards, which is pretty impressive for a single automaker, and something that's unprecedented.
The best midsize car, the Ford Fusion.
The Ford Fusion. Reviewers really like the Fusion because you can get it with a lot of different options, and it's just fun to drive. Most midsize sedans are sort of appliance-like in how they drive. Mm. The Fusion, you actually enjoy driving it. It actually makes your commute a little bit fun.
The best wagon was the Subaru Outback, best pickup trucks, Toyota Tacoma, and the Tundra. Now, what's striking for me is the heavy presence of American car makers on the list, as you mentioned. The Buick Regal for upscale midsize car, Ford Focus, we mentioned, the Escape, the Fusion Hybrid, the Edge, Chevy Tahoe. Could you have imagined this is how the list would look even 3 or 4 years ago?
You know, 3 or 4 years ago, you know, we weren't even sure that Buick would still be in business. And so now it's really great to see that American car makers, particularly General Motors, who, you know, went through bankruptcy, Ford didn't go through bankruptcy, but would have been heavily impacted had, you know, GM and Chrysler gone under. But it's really nice to see that car makers have learned their lesson. Domestic car makers have learned that they have to provide a great product if they want to get the good reviews and if they want to get the sales that they need to keep on making money.
Well, Jamie, I know you always have your eye on something. Oh, any new cars to be released that you're really excited about?
I am really excited about the 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee because it's going to come with have an available diesel engine, which will have about 700 miles of range.
Wow.
So you talk about having to stop and charge your electric car. Imagine being able to drive from Washington, D.C. to Detroit without having to stop for gas. Yeah. That's what you could do in the diesel Jeep Grand Cherokee. And as someone who drives from my home in Bradford down to D.C. all the time, to have a car where I wouldn't have to stop for gas would be wonderful.
Even in the cold.
Even in the cold.
Jamie Page Deaton, Managing Editor of U.S. News Cars, and our favorite expert of all things four-wheeled, our favorite car guy, especially because she's not a guy. Thank you so much for joining
Thanks,
us.
Thanks, Virginia.
You can read the list of the U.S. News picks for the best cars for the money and more on the Tesla controversy that still seems to be gaining speed at wordofmouthradio.org. You can drive my car. Yes, I'm going.